Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Hello, welcome to Voices of Woman. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm excited that you are here with us today. Last weekend, I was a guest on Dr. Pat's panel for the Northwest Woman Show, and the topic she had for that particular panel was standing in your yes. And it was great to stand in our yeses as we discuss this topic and what it means to do that. And for me, it means living my life on purpose, doing what I'm called to do here on this lovely planet. And if you're not standing in your yes, what are you standing in? Probably someone else's yes or even someone's no. Are you living someone else's dream or what others think you should be doing? Now, how many people stop what they dream to be doing when someone says no? Why would you want to do that? And if you think of successful people, they have a drive that doesn't allow them to listen to naysayers. So it's time to stop that voice inside your head that says no too. Because it's not your no, and that's what we have to realize. And today my guest is going to talk about forgiveness. And I think this ties in, because if we're not forgiving the people in our lives who we have felt hurt by, they can still be running the show. What they did is still affecting us and will keep us from truly standing in our yes. So today my guest is author Mary Hayes Greco, and she is the author of the new book, Unconditional Forgiveness. Mary has taught her powerful method of forgiveness since 1990, and she was on the staff for 16 years at Hazelden Treatment Center and also teaches at the University of St. Thomas Management Center. And as the director of the Midwest Forgiveness Institute, she teaches a cutting-edge program to help you forgive any type of transgression. And she's with us today to talk about why forgiveness is an essential skill to learn and why you should forgive and how you can forgive anything. We'll learn how to process forgiveness and let go of resentments that weigh us down. So welcome, Mary, to Voices of Woman.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Yes. Well, it's such a good topic. I just posted on my Facebook and a couple replied like, wow, what a hard topic. I'm going to listen to it later. You know, it is a hard thing to do. But first, I want to hear about your story. But, you know, how did you come to this being your life? It sounds like it's your life's work. You've been working in it for quite a while. How did you come to do this?
I have. Well, I guess like yourself, I'm a person that really hungered to be purposeful and to be useful to everybody and really longing for my own wholeness and my own power. And I was pretty tied up in knots when I was first calling for this work, if you want to look at it that way. So way back in 1985, 86, I kind of had a heart-to-heart with the universe around my life purpose, and I said, listen, I think I'm a healer. I think I really care about people's emotional suffering. I really need to heal my own problems and get really as strong as I feel like I really am inside. And about 6 months after that fervent prayer, I met my mentor, Dr. Stauffer, and we recognized each other instantly as an important relationship, a mentor-student dyad, and traveled together for 16 years in teaching and developing this work. So, and she was 76 when I met her. So imagine getting to hang out with a woman that had been very on purpose herself for so many years, and until she settled down at age 90 and began to take her leave. But I remember when I talked to her way back then, she'd been teaching for 25 years. I'm like, really? That's so long. And she's going, dear, it's ever fresh. And now I've been teaching for 25 years, and it is. It's fresh. But the forgiveness is really the home of the miracle, and it's really inspiring to watch people heal.
Yes, it is. Well, I'm curious because, you know, our own stories are important. to share, and I'm sure that you have situations in your life that had kept you from living fully. So how did you change your life by finding that forgiveness in yourself?
Well, my very first task in my very first forgiveness workshop had to do with forgiving my religious background. And so I had to do with forgiving the Catholic school system of Chicago. I had, six chairs out in front of me representing Sister Kevin and Sister Fidelis and the parish priest and the Pope. And but I specifically had a wound in my heart around the feminine, the divine feminine, and around myself as a woman and as a leader and as a spiritual, a woman of spiritual insight. And that was when I was in sixth grade and I was in church and I was listening earnestly to the words of the priest, and he, from the pulpit, put women down and made a joke about us being less than men or how, good thing we're not priests or something like that. And that just really wounded me. It really wounded my heart. And that was one of my first tasks in my first forgiveness workshop, was to forgive that oppression, to forgive that institutional voice that said women are less. And women shouldn't be leaders, and women are not as close to God as the men priests or whatever. And it was very empowering for me to release that and to claim what was good about my religious background, but really, really let go of anything that was holding me back. So that was one of my stories, and I had some other ones. I grew up in an alcoholic home, the oldest of eight kids, and I was kind of mommy number two instead of having my own life. That was kind of a big thing I had to heal. And I had some random icky abuse issues that happened while I was growing up that were also sources of great shame and embarrassment to me, and I had to heal those too.
Yeah, isn't it? Sometimes it can feel overwhelming, and looking back, because you've been working at this for 25 years, you can see the benefit of all that work that you've done. And yet, some people who are they're in it, they're in that place where you were back then. Mm-hmm. What do you tell them?
Well, we usually know what issue is right in our face right now. We usually know what is the stone in my shoe, what is the thing I can't stop obsessing about, who is the person that is driving me crazy, and, what is the sad thing I keep saying to myself. Usually our forgiveness work is exactly in our face, right in front of us. And the thing is, you don't have to look at your whole sorry tale and think, oh, my God, there's so much to clean up. There's so much, so many problems. You don't have to do that. Your psyche is so clever and so elegantly balanced around what it presents to you. So I'm teaching a forgiveness workshop starting this evening here in Minneapolis, and I'll be telling people tonight, you know what? You came in here with something that's just, it's your growing edge. Let's do that. Let's do that one that's your growing edge, and let's release some energy and get some more of our soul back, and let's walk forward. And, in a month or two or 6 months, something else will come up. And, let's do it then. But let's just take one thing at a time and really claim the power that comes back to us every time we heal one thing.
Yes, and a lot of times they're connected. Like if you get to a core, a really root core, like some of the things that you mentioned growing up with, it can release a lot of things. Sometimes our things that we get upset about are really stem from something else beneath
it. That's really true. That's really true, Chris. And I call it the tap root of a situation, because sometimes people are very, very upset about something in the present with a boss or a husband or a friend, and it's got a lot of energy in it. It's very big, and it's actually much bigger than it should be for the situation. But you find that as you go past, forgiving this person in the present, you begin to see this big taproot that's, oh, no, that's what my mother used to do all the time, or that's what happened with my first boyfriend, or there's something bigger underneath it. And when you go after those big taproot issues, they clear out a whole lot of other stuff that had kind of piled in on top of it. And you don't actually have to forgive every last thing that ever happened to you, but you have to get to some of the important themes.
Right, the themes. Yes, yeah. It looks like a great book. I was reading it last night, and you've got, we'll go over later kind of I know you have a process, and it's a very spiritual process, but tell us a little bit about your book before we go to our break.
Sure. The book is meant to help anyone who needs to forgive something do it now, like in a weekend. Let's get this done. It's very readable and user-friendly. I've read all the other forgiveness books that have been out there in the last 12 years, and they're a lot, they're kind of very serious and heavy and moralistic and philosophical. But this one, I wrote it hoping that people would keep it on the shelf and just pick it up anytime they're dealing with a disappointment or a loss or a resentment. And so we made it as user-friendly as we can with, like, a quick review of the 8 steps in the back. And
yeah, that's great.
Illustrations. And so
yeah.
And I also hope it's the kind of book that you'll always remember to get when you have a friend who's going through divorce or someone who's, you know, had, you know, lost use of their leg in a car accident, or, you know, things happen in life, and it's hard to see people we care about suffering when, in fact, maybe there is a process, a step-by-step process that can help the healing occur more swiftly.
Yes. Okay. Well, you're listening to Voices of Woman with Chris Stainis. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and talk more with Mary about unconditional forgiveness. We'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Woman. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Mary Hayes Greco. Mary, would you like to give your contact information, your website, and how people might reach you?
I sure would. It's easy to find me at my website, www.forgivenesstraining.com, and you will find lots of information about forgiveness there and our calendar for our upcoming workshops. And we have a couple of workshops coming up, one on the East Coast in Boston area in 2 weeks. So if you're listening and thinking, oh, I want to try this stuff, you might want to give us a call. Our number is also 612-874-6622. 612-874-6622 or forgivenesstraining.com.
Well, that's great because some of the listeners are hearing this live right now back there near Boston. Mm-hmm. So that's and great that you can get out there.
That's right. We have both a short and a long offering, a short offering at Unity Church in Boston and a deeper intensive for the real deeper healing experience. In Watertown. So you can also contact unityboston.org to find out about the short one.
Great. So getting back to forgiveness. So, you know, we always think it's about the other person. Oh, they did this to me. And, you know, I've been abused. I've been hurt. Why do they do this? And so what there's sort of a concept too. It's, you know, are we forgiving for the other person or is it about ourselves?
It's really for you, Chris. It's the other people don't even know half the time how upset we are with them. A lot of people are walking around with a whole different value system, whole different level of emotional maturity, whole different state of consciousness than you're in, and they don't get you, and you don't get them, but they manage to hurt you, you know, whether intentionally or not. We get really hurt by people, but we can't change them, and the only thing that we can really change is what expectations we have in life, and we have to get more and more realistic about people and situations. And that's a lot of what forgiveness is about, is getting realistic and loving life just the way it is, even though there's people around us that are, you know, ignorant or stupid or mean or whatever they are. But to take a stand to forgive everyone and everything is really taking a stand to end the victim story.
And to say, that's so true. Yeah,
I'm claiming my power. And I am claiming the wisdom that I've gained in every experience. And I'm not a victim anymore of this story or this person.
Well, and don't you think women are, do you find women more take on that victim role than men?
I'm not sure. I think we certainly have had more training for that. But I would say maybe women feel more guilt and shame more easily. And maybe we don't have as strong of a healthy ego as some men have been encouraged to have. I'm not sure. I see mostly women in my workshops because it seems like we're more interested in emotional and spiritual healing in group situations. But guys bring in the same issues that we do. The same issues really are, they're human issues all around the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that victim stance is a big one. I mean, that if anything's going to keep you out of your power is feeling like you're the victim and everybody's doing this to you. And that's, and it's also that it has to do with you not taking responsibility for your own life.
It really does. And that's one of the steps in my 8-step method of forgiveness. It's in my book. One of the steps is to give the person full responsibility for their actions and attitudes and to take full responsibility for my actions and attitudes. So that is really part of the process, is to understand, you know what, I have my own personal space and my own personal integrity, and I'm creating my own karma, if you will, and so is everyone around me. And I don't have to carry around other people's judgments, and I don't have to judge them and carry their mistakes around in my space. So I think that is maybe one of the ways that women get a little sloppier than men, perhaps, in that we maybe take on more emotional issues of people around us than we ought to.
Mm-hmm. And we're always looking for, oh, why did she say that?
Why would I say that?
Yeah, no. I'm saying a reaction can be like when someone says something to you, and we immediately go, "What did I do? Why did they
what
say
did
that to
I
me?"
What did I do? Right? Maybe maybe I'm not such a good person, and that's why they're treating me this way. Or maybe I'm not so special. I'm not such a attractive woman. That's why this person's treating me rudely or whatever. Yeah, we tend to blame ourselves, I think.
And something else may be totally going on that has nothing to do with you. It's whatever space that person is in. And it's a good message to remember when you get reactions that kind of go, whoa, what happened there, is to be curious. Like, even ask, like, oh, what, why did you say that? Instead of going more, you know, being angry and like, why did you say that?
Yes, that's right. Inquire curiously.
Curious, like, because it may not have anything to do with you.
I know, because I call that being in the line of fire. It's like maybe something is coming out, you know, in a situation and it's not really meant at you personally, but you happen to be kind of standing in the line of fire, and so you caught it. I had a thing like that from when I was little where I felt a lot of shame and embarrassment because a neighbor lady had yelled at me really cruelly for nothing. And I never even told my parents about it. I kind of ran home and didn't talk about it, but it made me feel really bad inside. And I found out later that, you know, she wasn't mad at me. She was mad at my parents for something political that was going on in the town. It was a small town, and there's something political going on. So she was mad at my parents because of their civil rights work, and meanwhile, she's yelling at this five-year-old, saying, you can never play with my daughter again. Get out of here. Go home. You know, I didn't know that. I didn't know that till many years later. So sometimes you just are in the line of fire. Your mother is losing her mind because she's, you know, worried or overtired, and she yells at you and says something mean to you. It hurts your self-esteem, but it really wasn't for you at all. It was just, you know, a little stress explosion she had.
But as a five-year-old, you don't know that.
You don't know that. And we have, all of us have formative experiences that happen at different ages, different stages, and they shape us and affect us and impact us, and especially if we didn't get enough teaching and support from the people around us. And very few of us got really good support growing up around having good boundaries and good self-esteem. This is all kind of a new thing in the last 20 years that people are working on for their kids.
Yes. Wouldn't it be great to start all over and be a kid now?
Wouldn't it?
But we're being kids now at our age, you know.
Like my teacher said, it's not too late to have a happy childhood. You can really reclaim a lot of the good things that was there for you in your life growing up. Once you get the painful things out of the way, they tend to obscure your vision.
Yeah, that's true. So, and these resentments, they tend to damage our health and our well-being, if anything, more than the other person. So we think if we're lashing out at somebody else because they made us mad and we hold this grudge, or that the act of forgiveness, I mean, we're feeling it, it's hurting ourselves most because it's...
That's right. We're the ones that are laying awake at night obsessing about this bad thing this other person has done or what they said to us, and we're the ones that are creating stress-related problems like ulcers or headaches or tight shoulders or heart problems. So it's really for our own health's sake, and really I think forgiveness is a health habit and a life skill, and it's just coming into public awareness that this is the case, that, you know, we all know we should be eating our five fruits and vegetables and drinking our water and exercising and communicating with our spouse. But, you know, what else? We should be forgiving everyone, everything as it comes along, because we don't want to have those accretions of resentments piling up and making us not well.
Yeah, so I think you wrote that, you know, the experts, like people at the Mayo Clinic, have they done studies? They show that the act of forgiveness can lower blood pressure. I mean, I would think that would be a big one too, because, you know, if you're getting angry, it can affect blood pressure and relieves the stress, depression. It's going to increase your energy too.
That's true. And that's one of the things that people notice right away. They can usually quantify and say, oh, wow, I feel better. I feel better this way and that way. But like I'm breathing better, my shoulders have relaxed, my heart feels warm and open instead of tight. But and there's been a lot of studies done over the last 15 years, and yes, they've shown that it's lowered blood pressure, improved immune system response, improved self-esteem. It's helped with PTSD with vets and sexual abuse victims. It improves people's sense of belonging and their sense of you know, being part of society, part of life. So it goes on and on, all the benefits of forgiveness. And I think that is why forgiveness is a central message in all of the world religions. I think, you know, the masters, the spiritual masters, told people, you know what, you have to forgive. This is hurting you. They weren't trying to tell us just to be good people. They were saying, this is hurting you. To be part of life and enjoying life and in the stream of life's harmony, you have got to be able to forgive things as you go along.
And the thing, you know, when you hold it, it's like a grudges or whatever, your body just tenses up. You can feel it in your body.
Yes. Yeah, you can. I can always feel. And I tell you, I can always tell if I have been holding a resentment or a grudge towards my husband for, you know, about a week. And sometimes it's in the back of my mind. I'm not even, like, consciously that aware of it, but I'm kind of annoyed at him for a week. I reliably start getting a sinus infection. And then I find as soon as I start forgiving him for whatever it is that's bothering me, it clears up. And I once looked up sinus infections in the book of Louise Hay's called You Can Heal Your Life, where she makes a lot of correlations between emotional issues and health. And she says sinus infections have to do with being irritated with someone close to you. There you go.
So there you go.
Yes, Louise. Well, yes, you're right about that one.
Yeah. So I think when we come back, you mentioned about working with Vietnam vets and our war veterans and things like that. I would love to talk to you about. So we're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back. We'll continue our discussion on the importance of forgiveness.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at LifesaverChocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Women of wisdom, women of wisdom, women of wisdom, rise and shine, sister light, spirit of woman, rise and shine.
Welcome back to Voices of Woman, and that was Lorraine Bayes singing the Woman Wisdom theme song, which is available on our website, womanwisdom.org. There's lots of great singers on that CD, Holly Near, Rhiannon, Libby Roderick, and many others. So I encourage you to check it out on our website. So we're talking to Mary Hayes Greco on forgiveness, and we were just talking about how it affects our body, holding those resentments in. And where, Mary, where do we normally hold it? Is there a common place in our body where?
I would say it's different for everyone, but usually when I look around the room in the workshop and I say, okay, think about your issue right now and show me with your hand where you're holding it, most people can just put their hand right somewhere. It's usually on the points in the body that also correspond to the chakra system. So they might hold their forehead or their throat or their heart or their solar plexus. It's mostly we hold it in our torso from the throat down. And, of course, we also hold it in the back. And some people hold it in their whole body. There's a lot of research happening about chronic pain and forgiveness. And I know people that struggle with fibromyalgia and other chronic pain situations that there's a possibility that some of that is the way that they're holding their pain their emotional pain in an overall sense. But I think everyone knows when they're doing something to themselves with their resentments or their stress. We all have our little ways that we need to, change so that we're not hurting ourselves.
Yeah, it's becoming to become aware of it. Like sometimes we're kind of unconscious, and someone says, "Oh, your shoulders seem tense," and then we realize, "Oh, yeah," and you can relax.
Or you're not breathing. You're breathing high and shallow, and you're kind of in this, this stress mode, chronically, which is really not good for you.
Yeah. Well, we think of resentments, or think that we need to do forgiveness on these major things, but there's also a lot of minor resentments, and I think they probably hold just as much weight as far as what the effect they have on us than some of the major things.
I think so. I mean, just the everyday things. There's, things you go through with your spouse or your children around household chores or around behaviors. This is every day. And there's things with your coworker and somebody in the office who's, being a little dysfunctional and it's affecting other people. And this is something that's right where we live every day. And, I know in the media there, and especially on Oprah's show, she used to be very fond of having big forgiveness issues on, like, parents of murdered children or, the Amish community with their massacre of their children or terrible things. But, we can really create a lot of stress around cash flow problems that we're having or around a next-door neighbor we have who's not very cooperative. I was just staying with a relative, and she could go on and on. She went on for 20 minutes about her next-door neighbor and the fence and the bush and and their attitude. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I asked her, how long have you been mad about this? She said, 20 years. I said, okay, every day you see that fence and that bush, you get mad. Let's think about that. When I forgave my odious next-door neighbor for her bad behaviors, I'm able to see her, in the environment. I'm able to see her, often, a few times a week, and not have one single flicker of resentment anymore. I just see her like one of the squirrels, on the tree or something, Okay, there's the tree, there's the squirrel, there's my neighbor Shirley, okay. And it's just, it doesn't get me riled up anymore because I have long ago accepted that she's a little bit crazy and, I'm at peace with that. So we have to be at peace with the fact that we dislike some people.
Yes, we're not going to love everybody.
No.
Well, let's get into, I think the audience that we need to hear like some of the process, because you've developed this 8 steps. So let's go into the process of forgiveness.
Yes.
Can you go through the steps?
I sure will. This process, the 8 steps to freedom, which is in my book, Unconditional Forgiveness, a simple and proven method to forgive everyone and everything. This process was developed by my mentor, who was a psychotherapist for 45 years, and she watched people cross the landscape of healing over and over and over again and coming to certain milestones of things that had to happen for something to really resolve. So this is the recipe, as she called it, that came out of all that experience and also out of her spiritual studies. So the first, it rests on the understanding that we are complex. We are body, emotions, mind, spirit, energy. We have a relationship with the other person and a relationship with life itself. All of these things have got to be addressed when you're working an issue out of your system. So we start with step one, where we decide to move on and let go of this issue and to stop suffering about it. We move to step two, which is on the emotional level, where we really honestly express our feelings about what has happened or not happened with this other person. So venting, you could say. You move then to step three, which is on the mental level. On the mental level, we need to identify the several expectations we've been holding in our mind that we've been attached to, positive things that we really wish for that aren't happening. And we have to, one by one, release those expectations. And this is the core of the forgiveness definition we use, which is forgiveness is releasing expectations that are causing suffering. And then we move to step four, where we restore our boundaries. And we say, hey, this is you, this is me. You know, I'm not taking your stuff on anymore, and this is my sacred space that I dwell in, and you can't bring your bad energy into my space anymore. Then we go to five, where we open up to the universe, to God, to spirit, to our soul, however you want to frame it. We open up to this larger source that's going to give us what we need now in terms of becoming whole and not holding on to this issue anymore for any old unresolved needs we might have had. And then we go to step six, where we reach to this source of healing that's in our soul. It's connected to God, connected to the universe. And we bring unconditional love as light down through our whole personality. We bathe the body, the feelings, the mind in this unconditional love, which we visualize as light. And then to the next step, where we send that unconditional love as a visualizing, sending a stream of light out to this person we're forgiving and letting them know, I send you this unconditional love and I release you to be yourself. And then step eight, we see the good. We see the good in them or in ourselves or in the situation. Sometimes it's hard to see the good in someone else that they've been really awful to us, but maybe we can see the good in the fact that we have learned some things and we have developed some strength for having learned through this experience how to deal with them. So that's how it goes. And that's a very, very quick glyph I just gave you. And each of these steps is explained very thoroughly in a whole chapter to itself in the book, Unconditional Forgiveness. And you can also get on my YouTube station and see a little video that takes you through the steps if you want to just review it a few times and kind of get a sense of it. If you can get on the Forgiveness Training channel on YouTube.
Now, is this something, I mean, I would imagine it isn't something like you just go through these steps in 15 minutes and you're done.
No, well, it takes more than 15 minutes unless you're forgiving something, you know, simple, like the rude, the rude person in the store or something like that. No, for something big, when you're ready to forgive, if you have, you know, really educated yourself about it and you kind of prepared yourself and you're really there with step one, which is like, I want to, I'm willing to, I'm going to do this. It takes an average of 45 minutes to work through an issue. If you have a really big story with somebody, like one of your parents or an ex-wife or ex-husband, you probably have several big chunks that you need to do, and you do them separately. You don't want to be there all day. You do one now, and you do one after a while, you know, and you do one later. But it doesn't take forever. It really does not take a long, long time for a lot of emotional issues to heal if you know what to do and if you have all the parts and pieces. It really doesn't take forever. So the shortest thing is 5 minutes. You know, the longest thing, the hardest thing I ever worked with, and the story is in the book, in the chapter called Forgiving the Big Ones, I talk about a woman named Megan who had had a terrible sexual abuse atrocity happen to her when she was 12. And that took her 2 years to work through from beginning to end once she had, you know, the whole story kind of recovered from her memory, kind of came back to her. It took 2 years. But you know what? It didn't take her whole life. And it could have if she didn't ever set about healing that.
Yeah, and yeah, it depends on the intensity. It depends on even probably the age. Something that happens in your childhood like that, there is a lot there. And but you're talking about some of these activities, like step three or step two when you're expressing it. You aren't necessarily doing this. You don't have to do this to the, in front of the other person.
No, it's better not to, actually.
Yeah, it's doing it for yourself.
You're doing it for you. It's a private process. It's a private process that you do for yourself. So we use the device of an empty chair. And that's why there's an empty chair on the cover of my book with this peaceful beach scene with an empty chair on it. We have this empty chair where we picture the person we're forgiving there in the chair. And we give ourselves full permission to speak really honestly and to have our full feelings about and our own, way of telling the story. We don't have to be fair or understanding or compassionate or wise as we work through this process till you get to the end and all that stuff kind of comes in on its own. You get compassionate, you get a point, you get some insight. But we use the empty chair so we can say to that invisible person in the chair, I hate you. You messed up my life. Oh, my God. Oh. And speak, that emotional language for a while to move that block.
Yeah, that's important to get, just get it out in a safe place. You can be by yourself or with somebody with safety. Well, we're going to take another break now. This is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women. We'll come back and continue our conversation with Mary Hayes Greco.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Would you like to bring gratitude into your life so you can become vibrantly alive, healthier and wealthier than ever before? Wouldn't it be great if your life would become easier and filled with magic and wonders? Learn how to develop and cultivate gratitude in your daily life with creative and powerful tools to assist you on your journey in the book, Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude. Be inspired by the experiences of the author and find out how she completely transformed her life and the life of her very ill daughter in health and wellness. Offer yourself this amazing gift of gratitude and transform your own life in health, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com. That's explorationgratitude.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Mary Hayes Greco. So Mary, can you give your contact information and also where they can purchase your book?
Sure will. The book is Unconditional Forgiveness, a simple and proven method to forgive everyone and everything. And they can purchase it, of course, at Amazon.com or at BeyondWord.com. That's the publisher's site. They got some great books there. And you can go visit my site, ForgivenessTraining.com, and find out about our next weekend workshops. And to get a lot more information, there's a couple videos there that'll lead you to the YouTube station. You can watch some videos about forgiveness. So there's lots of information there for free, and it'll help people get started. And just to remind people, if they're listening on the East Coast, I'll be there in 2 weeks at Unity of Boston Church on March 18th. I'll be there at the morning service and do a book signing. We'll have a mini forgiveness workshop in the afternoon. You can find out about that at unityboston.org. Yes. And I'll also be doing a forgiveness weekend intensive in Watertown. And that'll be Friday through Sunday, the March 23rd to 25th. And that is your chance to come for a weekend and make a big, fat change that's going to make the rest of your life feel better.
Yeah, that would be great. And it's like, you know what? It's spring. Isn't it time to...
It's spring.
It's kind of like, yeah, it's time to bring on new things.
Yeah, let's set those old issues
and shed ourselves about stuff that doesn't work anymore.
That's right. That's right. Let's move. Let's get some new vitality going.
Well, we were talking at the break at one point, and you know how this can help in your relationships and even just finding. So talk about spring cleaning and starting off new. I mean, maybe people are out there looking for a new relationship. So how will that help people too?
Well, I think whether you're in a marriage that has gotten kind of dead feeling lately, or if you're in between relationships and you feel like you've got a few war wounds you're carrying along, or, you know, some old baggage, you really want to let go of that before, you know, so you can open up to something better. It's really unfortunate how much we bring forth into our next relationships some of the disappointments from the last one. And that's just not so good for the person that's, you know, trying to fall in love with you. So it's really good, I think, after... you have had a difficult time with your husband or wife in a family situation, or you've just had a rough go, someone's been unemployed for 2 years and you're all disgusted, let's push the reset button. You know, let's take some time and forgive what it's been like in this difficult era we've just had, and let's start fresh. That's what New Year's is for, and that's what anniversaries are for, is like, let's push that reset button and start fresh. So I think whether you're in an ongoing relationship or whether you're really looking for your true love, but you're afraid that they're going to turn out like the last one, you might need to forgive the last one so you can open up to calling to you a person who's going to love you the way you are.
So in a relationship, you tend to think like, okay, I can do my forgiveness work, but oftentimes there's these ongoing issues that, you know, can keep battering at you. So how does, if you're only doing it and the other person, you're not engaging in the conversation with them about forgiveness because you can't or whatever, what do you tell people?
Well, it's kind of a balance. Some things we have to forgive that are an ongoing thing, because this is just what the person is, and they're not going to change that. They are just not going to change that. You might as well just give up and forgive them and get so you can really watch them do this same little silly annoying thing over and over, and it doesn't bother you, you know, or you don't get disappointed anymore because you don't expect, I don't expect my husband to want to go out to breakfast with me ever the rest of my life, even though I love to go out to breakfast with my sweetheart. I think it's one of my favorite dates. He hates it. He's tired in the morning. He doesn't like to eat out, da, da, da. So I had to release my expectation that he would ever go out to breakfast with me. It's not his idea of a good time. So silly little things like that. But then there's other things that are more serious where you need to communicate to the person that this is not so good for you. You know, so you forgive them first, and then you go to them and say, you know what, when you do this, it really is difficult for me because of this. And if you could possibly, I'd really prefer that you wouldn't, or I'd prefer that you would do it this way instead. And if you communicate with unconditional love and firmness, there's a good chance that people will hear you and see about maybe adjusting some of their behaviors. But if you communicate to them with blame and attack, they probably won't. So
no,
it's really,
doesn't work.
It's really a very pro-peace thing to do, a really proactive thing to do, is to forgive the difficult things first and then try and communicate about lobbying for change.
And it's about sharing how, like I said, not the blame, not what you did, but how I feel. This is how I feel. And I think then there's more receptivity for them to understand, like, oh, okay, when I do that, this is how you feel. And
if you tell them, I prefer this, this is one of the ways we reframe our issue with someone, is we take it out of the realm of should, and we put it in the frame of prefer. I prefer that you would do this, or I really wish that you would do that. But you're saying it with a light hand. You're not saying it like, and you better, or else. You know, you're not adding that sort of energy to it. You say, you know what, I really, really prefer you could do this. You know, and then you let go. You really do have.
Yeah, and you have to let go of the expectation, because they still may not change.
That's right. And if you don't let go, they'll feel it. They'll know you're still leaning on them. And when people feel you leaning on them, leaning on their space, they put up a wall, and they don't think about it. They don't entertain your idea because they're so busy trying to keep you out of their face. So it's really more respectful to yourself and to the other person to step back a little bit and have this as your preference, and really be willing to see the good in the person anyway, and to have a good relationship anyway, to whatever extent it's possible.
Yeah, it makes me think that one of the things, too, is to put yourself in the other person's shoes. We're so egocentric and, you know, in ourselves, how we feel about things, that we tend to forget what's going on with the other person. And if we just put ourselves in that person's place for a moment, we might get this is why they need this, or they're doing this. And you can have a softer approach then, and compassion for what they're going through, versus it's all about you.
That's right. And what happens is, it's really nice, because it starts out in the forgiveness process in the 8-step method. We get to start out with, it's all about me, you know? We get to start out with, no, really, seriously, I think you're wrong. I hate you. You get to really, you know, have your opinion, have it all out. But what happens as you go through the steps is you are really loosening up this issue inside you, and you are opening up your soul's wisdom and tolerance in a bigger way. When you get to the end, you do tend to see their point of view better. It just comes. You don't have to struggle for it. You don't have to force it. It just comes to you.
Right. So thank you, Mary. It was great to talk with you today.
Thank you, Chris. I really appreciate being on your show.
Yeah, and thanks for all the good work you're doing and helping people heal these areas that they need to do their forgiveness work on. So I'd like to leave everyone with this thought today. What is on your mind today that you need to forgive someone or yourself? So reflect on how that has been affecting you and what you might do to release that pain or transgression. Remember that you're doing it for yourself, nobody else. So I want to remind people, you can sign up for our Women of Wisdom newsletter at www.womenofwisdom.org. Find out about our monthly events and other special things that are going on. We have monthly dances, we do dinners, and we have a community connections event. All these happen in Seattle, Washington. So if you're ever visiting our area, check us out, www.womenofwisdom.org. And I'm the author of the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. And we just got through with our annual conference, which was transformational and an amazing 20th year that we had. Has changed women's lives, and I've been told the book also touches many people in their exploration of the feminine consciousness. And you can purchase the book at www.womenofwisdom.org and also, of course, amazon.com. So you can contact me at wow@womenofwisdom.org. This is Chris Danis. I'm glad to have shared this hour with you on Voices of Women. Next week, I'll be talking to Deborah Rebel, author of Soul-Hearted Partnerships. So have a great weekend, everyone.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Danis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, Radio with Chris Danis.
You're You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Would you like to bring gratitude into your life so you can become vibrantly alive, healthier and wealthier than ever before? Wouldn't it be great if your life would become easier and filled with magic and wonders? Learn how to develop and cultivate gratitude in your daily life with creative and powerful tools to assist you on your journey in the book, Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude. Be inspired by the experiences of the author and find out how she completely transformed her life and the life of her very ill daughter in health and wellness. Offer yourself this amazing gift of gratitude and transform your own life in health, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com. That's explorationgratitude.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.